This is episode 1264. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I hope you are doing well today. We continue with our gratitude journey this week in honor of Thanksgiving. If you live in the United States, like I do, we are experiencing a week of gratitude as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, taking place this Thursday. Wherever you are, it's always good to focus on gratitude, especially if you can focus for an entire week. Imagine how much more peace, energy, and clarity you will have. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you a breathing technique you can do to help you cultivate gratitude. This is a technique, as always, you can do as you sit down and meditate, or if you are going about your busy day, you can still do these techniques. Now, as you settle yourself in and get ready to meditate, think about how you could make gratitude a regular part of your day. And this is from a little research I did on gratitude. There is a technique called mental contrasting. And mental contrasting has to do with getting excited about setting a new goal or acquiring a new habit, such as the habit of daily gratitude. And along with that excitement and anticipation is being realistic about how you can actually make this happen so you actually do it and gain the beautiful benefits. So right now, think about, when are the best times for you to focus on gratitude? And you might think, oh, well, that doesn't take too long, maybe a minute or two, so I could pretty much focus on gratitude whenever I want. But there is research that even despite our best intentions, if you don't think of a specific time when you would do this, chances are likely that you may not do it, and then you would miss out on all the benefits. So to make this gratitude ritual a regular, integral part of your day, consider when you would like to do this gratitude reflection each day and when it will work out best for you. Maybe you'd love to start your day off with gratitude every morning, but when you think about it realistically, mornings are a little rushed and you're not really open and receptive and in the state of mind to feel gratitude. But in the afternoon, when you kind of have that midday slump and you might sit down and have a cup of tea or even take a nap, you might think of that as being a time where you slow down enough to be able to reflect on gratitude. So think about when this would work best for you so you can keep doing it day in and day out and get the benefits of a gratitude ritual. Now, your technique today is using your breath. And as you sit down and meditate, as you inhale and exhale through your nose, think about inhaling and focusing on something specific you're grateful for in your life. And as you inhale, visualize your heart opening up. Visualize your heart being expansive and open to this gratitude. And as you exhale, focus on sending out gratitude to the world and to the people around you. So we'll do one round together, and then you take it from there. So go ahead now, sit up straight, close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated as they're closed. This will keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your body. Take a nice, long, deep inhale through your nose. Visualizing something in your life you're grateful for and your heart opening up to this gratitude as you inhale through your nose. When you feel ready to exhale, exhale evenly, gently through your nose, sending out this gratitude to the world around you. Very nice. How do you feel? Refreshed, energized. Now continue doing a few more rounds of this breathing technique and then go into the stillness of your meditation. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to the breathing technique. And you may have to do this a few times. It's common. And if you'd like to be guided in full 30-minute meditations, where you can break off at the 10 or 15-minute point, you can find 2 weeks of free daily meditations with access to over 1,000 meditations at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you also get a weekly journal to go a little more deeply with the series. And the journal is always customized around the series, so it's a gratitude journal, and you get a guide with all the meditation techniques organized nicely for you. Again, it's 2 weeks free, and it also allows you access to an app that is still in test mode, but you can test it out for us if you'd like. So that's again at sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.